Hello.
Hi, Sam. It's Laura with Local Splash.
Hey, Laura.
Hi. How's everything?
You're good. How about you?
Good. I'm woke up a little sick, but I'm trying the best I can.
You're right.
Yes. Did you have time to review the email I sent you?
Yes, I did review. I went over your email and your messages. And,
good.
Yeah. Now I have one question for you. There is on one site I see on one of your page about those CSS like $8.99 something. Then it breaks down to $4.99, $2.99, mm-hmm. and all the stuff. What is that?
Yeah. So there's the different packages we have. The pricing online is higher. So we are offering you the packages at a discount. So the package that I'm offering you is the Platinum package. If you purchase it online, it's $5.99. So we're giving it to you at a discount at the $2.99, and I'm waiving your setup fee.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Does that answer your question?
Yeah. And,
okay, good.
And, you have a computer right in front of you? Of course you do, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay. If you go on Google and type in Sam's Handyman Services, you're going to see that I did try a long time ago. I tried personally home. I tried to create an app, so I never finished it. And if you go on that app, the one I tried to create, and if you click on the phone number, why Google extends to be my number there? They did some kind of different number.
Okay.
I did put my number, but when you click on it, it's not reading my number. It's reading something else. And I try to call that number, and that number, when you call, I ask you for password.
Huh. Are you?
Am I going to have a problem with you guys too? Something like that?
No. So, no, absolutely not. I'm looking at your Google business profile right now. And it shows your.
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. No, it shows your number. So you're saying when you click on it, it goes somewhere else?
No, it doesn't show my number. Here, when I go on
I'm looking at it right now. It shows the number that's on the Google business profile is the 314-255-6964.
Let me see here. Okay, I'm here, and it comes up same sentiment, and there's a picture of a kitchen.
Correct.
So, right down here under the overview, it says called. Uh-huh. When I hit that, I have number, it shows me down here, 314-782-8869.
Okay, now, let me, you're saying when you click on the number, that's what happens?
No, when you click on the call, where it says call.
Okay, I'm looking at it. Uh-huh.
And then as soon you click on the call, it gives you option to call, and then it tells you the number down here. It says 314-782-8869. But if I go on that profile.
No, I know exactly what you're talking about because I just did it on my phone, and it is bringing up a 314-782-8869
right.
or 8869 number. That's really weird because when I'm looking at it on my computer, it shows your actual number. I don't know why it's doing that. Do you have access to the Google business profile that you created or no?
I think I do, but anyway.
Okay.
That's,
okay.
To be honest
so this
with you,
is-
that's weird.
It's very weird. So I don't know why it's doing that. My account management team is the one who would know more why it's doing that. It might be a setting when you set up the Google Business Profile. You might have set up a setting where it's, I don't know. Honestly, I have no idea why it's doing that. I know with us, that doesn't happen. If you have this issue and you have authorization over the account, or if we need to try to get authorization over the account, we'll make sure to fix that for you. But we have to find out what's going on and what's causing it first.
Right.
Yeah, but it, I mean, that shouldn't be happening. No, absolutely not. So I don't know if it's a specific particular setting that you have going on, or what the issue might be, but whatever the case is, we can fix that for you. That's not a problem.
Right. You see, when I try to go on the Gmail, so that's Google, it doesn't let me go for some reason.
So if we're having issues with that Google Business Profile that you have, worst case scenario, we're going to have to make you another one. Mm-hmm. But we would have to bring up this concern to Google, you know, to find out what the issue is. So if we need to escalate the issue, we do that for you.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That's crazy. When I go on that Gmail.
Yeah, how this would work is when I set everything up, I'm going to set up a time for you to have your onboarding call. They're the specialists. They're the ones that deal with all the back-end stuff of how you want stuff to look. I'm going to put everything down on the notes for you, and I'm going to let them know exactly what's going on that you might not even have access to your current Google Business Profile. And they're going to help you on how to fix whatever it is that's going on. Now, you do want... Uh-huh.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, and we do want to get on this right away, because if your clients are looking at a different number, that means that they're calling that number. Mm-hmm. And they're not getting a hold of you, and you're losing work this way. So it's definitely something that we want to fix right away.
Yeah, that's something I never see that. Or there's some, maybe somewhere around the people pay somebody just to go on everybody's profile and put their number. So if somebody tried to call, for example, you, he's not going to call you, he's going to call me.
That doesn't happen. Unless somebody has access to your Google Business Profile, then that's different if somebody has access to your Google Business Profile. But just a random person going in and making a change like that, no, that doesn't happen.
Oh, trust me. You know, people pay for everything. These people out there, hackers, that they go and pay hackers to do anything for them. I remember a long time ago, somebody told me one of the locksmiths, he had the most jobs, like 24, 48 hours, doesn't matter. He was busy, like he spread his business, like unbelievable. But what happened, he hacked old people's pages. He had paid somebody who knows to hack, and he hacked just like my page now. So if you try to call my number, you're not going to call my number. It's going to go straight to his number. That's what they
did. But anyway, it's weird, though.
Yeah.
No, I was going to say, it's weird when you try to call the number, though. It goes to somewhere asking for a password. So that's weird, too. I agree with you.
Yeah, asking for a passport, yeah.
But, it's weird.
But anyway, here, so you said if I take your website, and you're going to create everything, you guys are going to do that, and... I'm going to be on Google Map, right? On Google?
Mm-hmm. You're going to be on the first page. Correct.
On the first page, Google. Where else is that app going to be?
So you're going to be on the first page based off of the jobs you want to be found for. So that's your keyword searches. You're going to let me know what jobs you want to be found for. My onboarding team does research in your area to find out what keywords are searched the most. And then you're going to get to decide what keywords you want to use. So anytime somebody searches for one of these keywords, that's when your business pops up on the first page of Google. We also do first page placement on Bing. We also run Facebook ads for your business. We do build you a nice website as well. And also, if you do need, for example, I see you already have a Yelp account, but if you do need a Yelp account, we do help you with that as well. Those are the places that we do list you. Google, Bing, mm-hmm. Facebook, Yelp, all of that good stuff.
Okay. Okay. Go ahead and do that then. Like I said about my Google app, the one I have now, so you guys going to fix that or?
Yes. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to put everything here in the notes for you. And when you have your onboarding call, they are going to figure out, you know, what it is that we need to do. Do we need to fix your current Google business profile, depending if we can get access to it? And like I did say, worst comes to worst, you know, we do have to bring all of this up to Google. If we need to make you a new one so we fix whatever phone issue is going on, we will do that. And we'll make sure, of course, that it is secure also on that end. So you don't get, you know, we don't have any type of hacking going on. So I'm going to put everything down on the notes for you as well. So let me make sure I have your correct information. Sam, is that your first name? S-A-M?
No, that's my business name, but my first name is Sanat.
Like your email?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And what is your last name?
M as in Mary, U-S-T-A-F-I-C.
Okay, M as in Mary, U-S as in Sam, T as in Tom, A-F as in Frank, I-C?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. Now, this phone number is 6964, the one that ends in 6964. That's the phone number you want your clients to call you on, right?
That's right.
Okay, perfect. Now, for company name, I have it down as Sam's Handyman Service. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, is there an apostrophe on the S for Sam?
Yes.
Okay. Now, for your address, this does need to be a physical address just in case Google does need to verify everything again based off of your Google business profile. What address should I put down?
Well, you can put my home address, which is 4706. Gates Brewery, GATESBURY Drive, St. Louis, Missouri, 6312H.
Okay. Bless you. Let me make sure that is correct. I'm about to sneeze over here too. So it's 4706 Gatesbury Drive, St. Louis, Missouri, 63128.
Yes, that's right.
Okay. All right. What is down here? Now, for your address, I'm assuming you want it hidden on your Google business profile, right?
Yeah. I don't know if... No, I don't want nobody to know my address. My home,
yes.
Is my home address, you know.
Yes, I figured. That's fine. We can always hide it. That's, most people hide it anyways. I just wanted to verify with you that was okay.
Yeah.
All right. Now, for people authorized on your account, do you want to add anybody else other than yourself?
Just me.
Okay. All right. And for the jobs you want to be found for, what should I put down?
What jobs?
Yeah, the jobs you want to be found for, you know, so we can research the area, find out what keywords are searched the most. Obviously, some of the jobs is going to be handyman services. What else should I put down?
Right. For flooring, I do, okay. I'm good in flooring, like flooring, cabinets.
Okay.
So flooring, cabinets, painting.
Interior and exterior?
Yes.
Okay.
And ceramic tiles. I do ceramic tiles too. Any type of tiles.
Okay.
Any type okay. of tiles. Backsplashes for kitchen.
Okay.
I can work on stairs. Indoor, outdoor stairs. I can do any ceiling recess lights.
Okay.
I do that.
And I'm sorry, did you say ceiling reset lights?
Ceiling recess
okay.
lights.
Okay.
Yeah, like recess lights.
Do you also do fans?
Yeah, I do fans.
Okay.
Chandeliers, fans, I do that.
Okay.
I hang pictures. I done that a lot too for customers.
Okay.
Hang pictures. And what else? I do
okay.
that. And sometimes when you need it, you don't know how much help you had.
I know. okay, let me read this off to you. If you have any more you want to add, I can add them. If any more come up, you can always add them as well when you have your onboarding call or even after that, okay? You're not stuck with these. So I have handyman services, flooring, cabinets, interior and exterior painting, ceramic tiles, backsplashes, indoor and outdoor stairs, ceiling, reset lights, fans, chandeliers, and hang pictures.
They remodel basements.
Okay.
And remodel basements, remodel remodeling bathrooms.
Okay.
And garages. I do that a lot too.
What was the last one you just said?
Car garages.
Okay, car garages. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you remodel kitchens as well or no?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I did remodel so many kitchens. Like sometimes I have a customer that want me to sand it down and repaint it, remodel, and I remodel. To be honest with you, I can remodel the whole house. I just done one of the house, 7,000 square foot. I done the whole entire house. Yes, and yes, I did.
Okay.
I done the entire house. So.
Okay. Okay. Perfect. Now for your onboarding call, they do call within an hour window. The call is typically 45 minutes to an hour long. So what does your availability look like today, tomorrow, or even Thursday if need be?
This evening.
This evening? Okay. The latest time that I have is between 5 and 6 your time. Does that work?
5 or 6.
Between 5 or 6. Uh-huh.
Give me just a second. Let me ask my boss. Maybe we're going to visit one of the baby that we had in family. Just a second.
Oh.
Yeah. Baby. Thank you for holding.
No worries.
Go ahead and do that this evening.
Okay, so between 5 and 6 today is fine, okay? Mm-hmm. I'm going to email you over the Google invite when we're off the phone. So if you do need a reschedule, you can always call me. You can text me as well, and or you can also just email me back, so that's not a problem.
Okay.
All right, and I put down all the notes already about the Google business profile, so they'll go over that with you later on today as well. For Facebook, did you have a Facebook account, or are we making one for you?
I have a Facebook account.
Okay, I think I found it. Let me make sure no, this has a different number, so I don't think this is you.
But to be honest with you, that Facebook account that I create is not, I think it's not public or so. Well, I need you guys to
do okay.
that. So,
I'll put
to do the professional way, that's why I'm hiring you guys to do the everything professional. So.
Yes, that's fine. I'll put that down on the notes as well. Okay. All right. And we are making you a website. Right. Now, our websites are going to be secure, which means that your clients can pay for your services on your website. Would you like to add payment integration or no?
It's
included in the cost.
No, not really. Most of the times I get paid by check, you know.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine. That's not a problem. Now, for hours of operation, on your current Google business profile, you have Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Does that still work for you?
Yes. That's right. You can go ahead and put a Saturday.
Okay. Okay, that works.
Saturday as well.
And then Sunday's closed?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And for specific target areas, you can pick cities, counties, or zip codes?
Okay. Do you need that now or when he called me at 5, 6?
If you have it now, that would be great. But if you want to have it in your onboarding call, that's okay as well. It's up to you.
Okay, I would like around like 63129.
Okay, I have that one.
63128.
Okay.
63127.
Okay.
Give me just a second. Let me see here. 63125.
Okay.
Give me a second.
No worries.
Six, three, one, two, four. That would be Ladoo.
Okay.
And, six, three, one, two. 123, that's Afton.
I'm sorry, repeat this most recent zip code.
63123.
63123. Okay, perfect. I got that down.
And, the 63122.
Okay, I'm going to repeat them. 63127, 63128, 63125. 63129,
63124, 63123, 63122. Yes, and now I can work in many more zip codes, but I don't know if that's going to be everything open on Google, but not. So.
Okay, We'll put this down for now. If you want to add more in the future, you can always do that as well. Okay?
Okay.
All right, perfect. Now, for the card that you're going to use for payment, does it have your name, the company name, or both?
No, it has my name.
Okay, perfect. And do you have a middle initial?
No.
Okay. And is the billing on the card the 4706 in Gatesbury Drive?
Yes.
Okay. And what type of card is it going to be?
It's a Visa debit.
Okay. Then I am ready for the card numbers whenever you are.
Are you going to charge me now or whenever is the whole process in front?
So the way it's going to work is I'm getting your information right now. I'm going to go through a voice verification, which is on a recorded line. We charge your card. We're still going to be on the phone while we do all this. You're going to receive everything in writing and also through text. I'm going to go over the terms and conditions, and then you have your onboarding call later on today. But we do charge your card today.
Okay, okay. Because you know why I'm asking? I have to deposit some money in this card. Because this is the card I've been using only for stuff like this. I have a couple of different cards.
Okay. Are you able to deposit money into it right now? Or do you want to use another card and then update your card? I mean, it's up to you.
I have to go to the bank and deposit some money in this account.
Okay.
How about you call me back in 30 minutes. I'm
going
to go to the bank. Oh, that's a good number. I can call you right back soon as I deposit the money.
Yeah.
377-3339.
So, yes, you can call this number back. You can also call our office line and you get my direct and with my extension. I sent that over to you yesterday, right? Or should I resend it?
Let me see here. Okay, I have the 1-877-635-6225, extension
correct.
One, right?
It's extension
92710, right?
Correct, yes. And you can give me a call right there, or you can call this number back too, whichever one is easier for you. And then we can just finish processing everything for you.
Sounds good.
All right, perfect. I'll talk to you soon.
Talk to you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, bye. Sounds good. All right, bye.